My works in this exhibition try to imagine an idea of nature that is no longer understood as being opposed to culture. I ask, what might nature be if it is seen as containing people rather than excluding them? To what extent does our understanding of nature as other enable people to exploit it? And can we change that if we think about nature in a different way? This is why I have placed the sculptures in this carefully fabricated diorama, an artificial representation of a natural space which is itself inhabited by artificial creatures that seem real. I love dioramas because they walk a line between realism and obvious forgery, and they're also an historic form linking art and science. In this space, much like in a museum of natural history, there are animals, but these creatures aren't natural or even real. Yet they are strangely familiar, despite being completely unknown. These creatures are chimeras, which is a word from Greek mythology that means a creature made out of one or more animal. The original mythical chimera had the head of a lion, the body of a goat, and the tail of a serpent. These days, chimeras actually exist and are created by splicing DNA together from different sources. What does it mean to do this in a world where there are so many environmental issues that have been created by the unintended consequences of human technology? Can we use technology to solve the problems of a technological world? As an artist, I don't claim to know the answers to these questions, but I'm very interested in asking them. Most of the works in my exhibition examine these questions from one perspective or another. They wonder about priorities and unintended consequences, while at the same time telling true stories of the species we share the world with. All of this wondering sits alongside my sincere belief in the importance of care as a guiding principle for any answers we might come up with. Care is visible in all my works, whether it is in the obvious care that is lavished in their making, or indeed the subjects that they address. Care is at their heart, and even when the creatures themselves are strange or unsettling, there's always a way into them through the lens of care.